Yes, knowing me, knowing you and Robert, we're still not doing the aha impression, which you are contractually obliged to do, Ewan. Look, you're in Norwich. We have to turn you into Alan Partridge by the end of the season.
I will get used to it by then, Humphrey.
And for those who missed it, and what a miss it was, Ewan lines up a guest for us on the show, and it's up to me and the listeners to guess who it could be.
Yes, Ian, last week, Norwich superfan and ex-Blue Peter presenter Simon Thomas was on the show. I'm sure he's happier than the Bluebird supporters were with the score on Saturday. Today, once again, I've been trawling my contact books. It's like a who's not a celeb. He's a Welsh international with Royals connections. And we'll never be
royals. Darren Barnard, ball to the far side. Little touch. And oh, it's off the line, or is it? It's a goal! It's a goal! And it's... But within seconds of Denmark going ahead, Wales have equalised.
Right, OK, so it's a Wales international with royal connections. Now, either the commentator was swearing there or it's bleeped out the identity of the man in question.
Yes, it has, yes.
I don't know. Is Gareth Bale, does he know Prince Edward? Or...
You're miles from it, Hunter. Yeah. You're miles away. Let me put you at your misery.
Go on, give me another clue.
I played with him at Wolves.
Oh, God, you've played with everyone. Is that it?
And to be fair, he should be a Welsh speaker, by the way. He's got no excuses for not learning the Welsh language because his father could speak Welsh.
OK, well, let's unveil the curtain. Who is it?
Yeah, it's A.D. Williams, Reading legend. How are you, A.D.?
I tell you what, big fella, great clue. I didn't even get the answer. I'm all right. Knowing you, what is it? Knowing me, knowing who?
Oh, God, it's going well, this, isn't it? Knowing me, knowing Ewan.
Yeah, nice. What are you up to these days, mate? What are you up to?
What am I up to? I'm working for BBC Radio Berkshire, presenting the sports show.
And it's true, your dad could speak Welsh, because your dad and my dad sort of grew up in the same part of Wales, didn't they? So you've got no excuses, really.
No, you're right with that, big fella. You know, I've tried it. You've got to, you know, get taught it as a kid, I think. I've tried it. I bought the tapes. What was it called? Lingraphone or whatever it was. I tried, but it's a tough one. You've got to be taught it when you're at school. And you know, I tried. But as you say, yeah, my dad's family, all Welsh fluent speakers, North Walian. So there is no excuse.
Whereabouts? Just tell us, Adrian, where did you
Llangollen, your dad go? Llangollen, and he went to school in Bala, right. And like I say, his sister and family's still up there, North Wales. I get up there occasionally, not enough, because it's a fantastic part of the world.
BBC Radio Wales Sport, your team for Welsh sport. BBC Radio Wales.